This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. The bad economy isn't just being felt on Wall Street. Schools across the country are facing cutbacks. Here's one solution: get rid of the schools entirely. Celeste Headley reports.
Theodore Kowalski says district consolidation in most places means small schools may vanish.
So that in some small towns, the only school they have is going to disappear. And when that happens, there's a loss of community identity and pride.
Kowalski teaches educational administration at the University of Dayton in Ohio.
When you have government-imposed consolidation, it usually creates major political conflict. And it takes years to get over that.
That's what happened in Nebraska when the state legislature decided to close its one-room schools. Mike Nolas's daughter Katie attended in a tiny brick building with one teacher instructing kindergarten through eighth grade. Nolas says the state promised to offer more new courses after consolidation, but he hasn't seen any.
I don't know that we've seen an improvement in the quality of education. We haven't with our daughter.
The parents used to mow the school's lawn and fix broken water mains. There was a robust PTA, and parents were aggressive fundraisers. Now, the district administrators are 25 miles away, and parents like Nolas feel disconnected.
We went from 100% parental participation to zero.
Nolas is president of the nonprofit group Class Ones United. His group is asking the U.S. Supreme Court to overturn the consolidation law. But State Representative Ron Rake says Nebraska had too many tiny districts, and some of them no longer served any kids.
There was taxpayer money being spent, I think to the tune of $800,000 or something at the time, to support these districts that actually had no students.
The recent consolidation cut the number of Nebraska's school districts nearly in half, and it's happening all over the country. In the past 8 years, Arizona, Montana, Arkansas, California, South Dakota, West Virginia, and Maine have all passed legislation related to district consolidation. And in places like Arkansas, where largely black districts have merged with nearby majority white districts, there's been a dramatic drop in the number of African American school board members. Linda Brookhart teaches at the University of Denver.
Because it is quite possible, intentionally or inadvertently, reorganization could be used to disempower a group of people.
In Maine, where the state is hoping to reduce the number of districts by more than 100, the issue is a bit less contentious. That's because the state doesn't plan to close any schools, just merge administrative teams. Voters haven't been able to weigh in on the issue yet. They'll vote to approve or disapprove their district's reorganization plans in November. And parents at Falmouth Middle School seem torn on the issue.
It's going to overcrowd the schools, and it won't make for a great environment for the children. It also will bring a lot of busing issues.
I think it's going to be cost effective, and I think it's going to bring the communities together more and allow us to have more expert teachers in AP classes.
That's Mary Beth Page and D. Conroy Vela. Often the most violent opposition to consolidation comes from parents who are afraid they'll lose local control. But the fact is, state and federal governments make nearly all the decisions in public education now, so the battle for local control of schools may already be over. For NPR News, I'm Celeste Headley.